Harold Purington, who everyone knew as Hal, was always willing to take on a new project. He once volunteered to rebuild a baptismal font at a Dartmouth church because it needed to be done, and everyone knew Hal was the right man for the job. He's best known for the iconic large wooden soldiers he built for the Shoppers World Mall in Framingham. But beyond his many talents as a craftsman, Hal was devoted to his large family. It's easy to hear in this Hallmark recordable storybook he made for three of his 27 great-grandchildren.
I love you quicker than a minute. I love you longer than an hour. I love you like the honeybee loves buzzing round a flower.
Hal and his wife Marion moved to Fairhaven 11 years ago after growing up and spending most of their lives in Framingham, 60 of those years married to each other. She remembers how Hal's sister introduced them when Marion was working part-time in a local bakery shop. And she remembers when Hal proposed, she was working as a nurse at McLean Hospital.
He gave me my diamond on the road from Framingham to McLean. And so each time we go by it again, we'd say, they haven't put up a plaque about that.
2 days after they wed in 1943, Hal went overseas as a pilot in the U.S. Army Air Corps, and Marion didn't see him for another 2 years. Their only contact was through letters back and forth. To this day, she recalls Hal's Army serial number.
3135322.
Hal flew missions in North Africa, Italy, and the Balkans. He often had to make dicey landings on Ascension Island, a five-mile-wide speck of land in the middle of the Atlantic.
If the engine sputtered, he had to pull a lever to get some more gas out, and sometimes there were some shaky moments when he didn't get it as quick as possible, but they joke about they didn't run out of gas over the Atlantic.
When Hal was due to return from overseas, Marion didn't know exactly where or when he would get back. She was working for the Red Cross Blood Program and was drawing blood from an officer when she heard Hal had returned. Marion dropped everything and went to find him. She didn't even finish drawing the officer's blood.
He probably had a heart attack wondering where that nurse went, but...
After the war, he joined his father and brother in the family painting and decorating business. Eventually, Hal went to work at Shoppers World in Framingham, and it was a perfect match. With his own workshop beneath the mall, he created promotional displays for events and holidays.
He did blocks. He did a gazebo.
That's Hal's daughter, Susan Burr.
He did a big clock, and there's the gazebo at Christmas time. Santa would be in it. It would be his workshop.
There was a time when visiting local malls or department stores to see these displays was part of many family holiday traditions. The scenes captured the spirit of the season, and Hal enjoyed the satisfaction of watching families ooh and ah over his creations. In Hal's case, 27 wooden soldiers he crafted, each 12 feet high and painted bright red and white, quickly became seasonal favorites for countless families. Shoppers World is long gone, but when it closed, the town of Framingham stepped in to rescue Hal's wooden soldiers. Some are still displayed around town during the Christmas season. When Hal retired from Shoppers World in 1986, they gave him a plaque honoring their master craftsman. His daughter Susan says the title is well-deserved. She remembers her father building all sorts of things for she and her siblings growing up.
He made a walk-in dollhouse for us that was filled with our doll furniture. My sister and I had a great time with that.
Susan says that once someone gave him an idea, her father could always come up with a solution, even if he did have one peculiar quirk.
We always teased him because he'd say, well, I have to take a measurement. That was one of our favorite things to tease him about. Measurement. Yeah. And we tried to correct him, but it didn't work.
In recent years, macular degeneration slowed down Hal's activities. But his creations, his legacy, are scattered around the Fairhaven house, a grandmother clock in the living room, a wooden napkin holder in the kitchen, and many other items which bear his distinctive style. Harold Purington passed away 2 days before his 71st wedding anniversary. He was 93.